listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Hello.
Oh, you said hello. Usually you sing.
Well.
Greg's in studio. Eric's in studio. Kathleen is in studio. Trisha on assignment. She's waving. Here you are.
We swapped one female for another.
Yeah.
What? I don't get that.
Wife swap?
Not only Trisha's here, now it's Kathleen.
Oh, we're doing the swapping. Oh.
This is not approved. I did not approve this.
Here.
I did not.
Okay. Sing this one.
No. Well, Drift Away. Meryl Streep does a great job singing this, of course, on the soundtrack of Ricky and the Flash. I'll sing the next one, okay? Drift Away, Meryl Streep.
And this is her voice.
Yeah, this is her voice.
I thought she did a good job.
And her on the guitar.
The guitar?
Yeah.
The guitar. Eric, is that what they call it, a guitar?
That's not what I call it.
No, we call it guitar.
Oh, electric guitar.
Oh.
All right.
Dave, you used to be in a band, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, we should jam someday. You
sure. Why not?
What do you play?
What do you mean, what do I play?
Do you play
the guitar.
Oh, guitar.
This segment, of course, is brought to us by...
Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. So be sure before you get out to the movies, still 195 degrees outside, so you want to make sure your oil's changed, all that good stuff is put together. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix, or give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or go online to alexandersautorepair.com.
All right, on that note, let's hear a little bit from Mamie Gummer, of course, from Ricky and the Flash. Here are some sound bites from the movie. Mamie Gummer on co-starring with her mother in Ricky and the Flash.
It was extraordinary. It was really amazing. It was incredible. She's been working really, really hard, and to see that work pay off, I felt really proud of her. It's been a really profound experience, and it's one that I'm really proud of work-wise, and that I will also treasure just personally.
Meryl Streep, Trisha mentioned this earlier in the show, that Meryl learned how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
The guitar. The guitar, I'm just phonetically saying everything. Meryl Streep, here is what she had to say about playing the guitar.
I don't play the guitar, so I had to learn rhythm guitar, which was really fun. And I get the whole thing now. I get why everybody's deaf, because, you know, you crank it way up and it's really fun. You feel it down the soles of your feet. Rhythm guitar is really fabulous. And I fell in love with my Telecaster, my baby blue. And I had a great teacher taught me acoustic guitar for about 6 weeks, Larry Saltzman. And then Neil Citron, who's this amazing musician, put that Telecaster in my hands and taught me all the shortcuts that real rock and rollers use, you know, the bar chords and everything. So it was fun.
Yeah, so she does a good job.
Very good job.
I'm a musician. When I hear people talk like that, I'm like, really?
All right. Well, Rick Springfield was pretty impressed with it, and you know, Rick Springfield, he does do a good job. In the movie. As I said earlier, I did get to meet Rick Springfield when I was younger. He was out in Vernon Hills, Illinois. He was performing a concert at Vernon Hills Days, and he sang Jessie's Girl.
That was a good song.
Yeah, it was a really good song. So here's what Rick Springfield has to say about co-starring with Meryl Streep.
Just exciting to see, you know, how dedicated Meryl was, and to see her doing something really difficult, which is playing an instrument she's never played before and singing, which is, you know, I mean, it's really hard. It's a difficult thing to do off the bat, and she was amazing.
He's almost lost that Australian accent. There's just a hint of it there.
Yeah, he does a really good job in the film. I mean, he looks quite a bit older than I would have imagined. That
looked pretty good, though.
Did you ever see Californication?
No. He looked pretty old in that.
He looked pretty pasty and old in that.
I mean, for someone who used to be on a soap opera,
Hospital. I used to watch that all the time.
He could still be on General Hospital, though. I mean, he's still. Greg, you're going to make fun of this, but he's still a good-looking man.
Yeah, I would.
But
he's just
you know, different. He's aged.
But we'll make fun of it. We call guys good-looking. That doesn't mean anyone's a pole.
All right. Yeah. Well, but Meryl Streep, she can transform into anything, and of course, she also not only just played the guitar, but she also sang live in the movie. So here's what Meryl Streep had to say about singing live in Ricky and the Flash.
You can really, you can do it if you're fearless in a way and not afraid of encountering the ire of people who can hear you. Fortunately, they're all deaf, you know, half of them. So they couldn't hear my mistakes. But it was really fun. And their generosity is like stands in front of the whole achievement. They really brought me along like the caboose, but made it seem like I was up there and gave me the confidence to do it.
And even when you hear her speaking in these interviews, she seems very genuine.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you agree?
I mean, yeah, she seems pretty happy, and she's always laughing and giggling.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to, you know, some other people who are just sort of like going through the motions. I mean, she's...
Like they sound like they're repeating the same thing that they've done in every interview.
Exactly, exactly. So at least she's, you know, giving a genuine answer. So, so someone else who was really impressed with her is the director, Jonathan Demme. Here's what Jonathan Demme has to say about directing Meryl Streep in Ricky and the Flash.
Ricky Rendaz was definitely a Meryl Streep we've never seen before. And, you know, one thing that excites me here is that Meryl, in recent movies, have been taking these incredible acting chances of bringing to life some famous figure or the terrifying witch in the brilliant Into the Woods or Pioneer Woman in the Tommy Lee Jones. She's doing a lot of extreme characters. And one thing that I'm really excited about, and I think that everyone will enjoy enormously, is that even though Ricky has her extremities, and even though she's an actual authentic singing guitar player, she's a real 21st century character. She's a real 21st century woman. And she's down to earth. She walks in the same, you know, ethos that we all do. And I think that there's something so fresh to seeing Meryl in that kind of mode again.
She even shops at Goodwill in the movie. Could you imagine Meryl Streep in Goodwill or Savers or something?
I thought you were going to say in real life.
I thought you'd say that.
Could you imagine seeing Meryl Streep in real life? But, I mean, could you really imagine seeing her in Goodwill?
You know why? Because that's how wealthy people stay wealthy, shopping at places like that.
That's true. I mean, and that's probably where you would find all the great costumes that she, you know, finds. That's where I find my stuff for the bar crawls.
Yeah.
And, but, of course, earlier in the show, Dave, you gave it a breakthrough, Ricky and the Flash. And Trisha said two thumbs up, pretty much a breakthrough. I gave it a thumbs up. And so
that's where it's saying this weekend.
Yeah, and Meryl Streep says that, yes, Ricky and the Flash is a good movie.
I think it is very fun, this movie. But it has its, it has a little buzz and a little zap to it. You know, it has something real inside, and that's tricky. It has people that are unpredictable, but it's funny. It's a funny movie. It's not revolutionary to have it be coming out in the summer, because it's a fun movie and it's filled with rock and roll.
If
it is.
If a sheep heard that growl that she made, I think it would run. It would run.
I never knew a ram was a male sheep.
She sounds kind of tipsy in that.
She does. She is just having a good time with
it. I'm wondering if she's like drinking in the interview.
Possibly. I don't know. But, so that was a nice growl.
It was. Can you imagine being on a date with her and her growling like that?
I can't imagine anyone growling like that.
She's even older than you, Dave.
Yeah.
What? No, she's not.
She is.
She's 66.
Yeah, she is.
But she doesn't
really, 20 years.
Know, in the movie, I'm not going to say anything, but she does look pretty good for her age.
I think she does.
She looks excellent.
She's my favorite actress, I got to tell you now.
Yes.
Yours too?
Not my favorite actress, but she's
a phenomenal actress.
Probably one of the actresses that I respect the most.
Yeah. Amazing, some of the movies.
Absolutely. And so let's hear a little bit more from Meryl Streep. This is my favorite song from the movie. Of course, I had no idea that she could possibly do Bad Romance. Meryl Streep singing Bad Romance from Ricky and the Flash.
No, who originally did it?
Lady Gaga.
That's why I don't know it.
Why?
What's a Bad Romance?
You don't
I thought
what a bad romance,
romance was good, right, Eric?
Well, it depends on, you know, if it's like, that's bad.
Listen to this. Listen to the raspy voice here.
Bad.
Listen to, like, a raspy voice. There's like,
no, this sounds like a good romance.
She does really good here. I mean, the sad thing is she only sings a little bit of it in the movie, so you have to buy the soundtrack to hear the full version.
I think it's worth buying.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I would agree. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. There's no such thing as bad romance. We'll debate that when we come back. We'll be right back.
You know that I need you. I want it back.